Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us again from beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is he is a writer that writes at the biggest website of its type, and he's the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest writer of this type. And his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Now, when we last left off, we left you guys with a cliffhanger on Tuesday. I think we were talking about a polar bear attack, and we didn't get to finish it. So we're going to commence with that same polar bear attack because, just because I enjoy those kind of things. I find it fascinating, and let me preface this. I find it fascinating that we, as a species, humans, will go out into the territory of an apex predator, and in a lot of cases, we won't take nothing. But sometimes we do. And this is a story of one time where they did. But tell us about this.
Yes, Bill. And this story, this account, I mean, it's a factual account. We discovered it with Annaland and I with a Freedom of Information Act request. It was in U.S. government paperwork. And so they were forced to dislodge it by our request and hadn't made it public otherwise. And it happened back in on March 5th, exact, of 2005, in a remote area of the Svalbard archipelago. And for those who may not know, it's way far north above the Arctic Circle, and it's part of Norway. And the Norway government actually required, the Svalbard government, a governor in particular, requires anybody going outside the city limits there in Svalbard, has to carry a firearm that is sufficient to stop polar bears because polar bear attacks are moderately regular occurrence. They're just a serious threat up there. And they have requirements for both rifles and shotguns and for handguns. And their handguns have to reach a certain minimum energy level, which is about like a maximum loaded 41 Magnum. Now, the 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum had only been introduced 2 years previous to this incident.
Now, and I think you told me this, but in Svalbard, so does that mean that 10 millimeters not considered to be good enough?
It's not considered quite enough in Svalbard.
Hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, the Danish... there's a special unit that patrols Greenland, and they issue 10 millimeters to their unit for polar bear protection. So it's not a universal. But in Svalbard, they require a minimum of a 41 Magnum at maximum loads. I've looked at the numbers, and my recollection is that the 10 millimeter falls a little short of their energy requirements. But the 500 Magnum clearly meets it.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of the things with the 500 Magnum is you have a five-round cylinder. So you only got five shots before you have to reload. And in this case, because we got the account for, through a Freedom of Information Act request, they redacted the names of the people involved. But there were two people involved, a man and a woman, that were part of a research group. And we're just going to call them Paul and Sally, because it's a lot easier to read that way and keep track of what happened. So they had been brought in by helicopter to this remote place called Cap Lee, and I'm probably going to mispronounce the last name, but it's something like Jagoya. And they landed there in the afternoon about 2:21 p.m. This is in March, so it's bright enough. There's light. The helicopter flew the other two people, there were two more, to a different location. Paul was responsible for security of the research team and for security against polar bears. And he was very experienced with polar bears, had numerous encounters, but he never had to shoot one. So as soon as the helicopter took off, he loaded the 500 Magnum, and he had a 30-06 rifle, which he loaded with four cartridges in the magazine. So there was no cartridge in the chamber of the 30-06. They also had a flare pistol to try to scare polar bears off, and they had a dog to help warn them of polar bears. So there's three little cabins in this place, and they were going to the center one, and there'd been a trip previously, and they'd loaded up some supplies, and they took their supplies over toward the cabin, and they started to get things ready. And one of the things they were going to do was take the shutters off. And so Paul goes inside, and then he notices the dog is alerting towards something down the beach. Because this is on a beach. It's, you know, it's an island. And he looks, and here comes a polar bear at a fairly quick pace. It's not running, but let's say a brisk walk. So he gets out. He yells to Sally and gets outside the cabin, and he loads the flare pistol, and he shoots a flare, a red flare, at about 75 yards. It has no effect. He shoots another flare 54 yards away. Has no effect. I'm trying to translate for meters. Maybe I should go some. And then he's going to fire a banger, you know, that explodes like a bird banger from the flare gun. And the bear, by this time, has gotten to 27 yards, 25 meters away. That's pretty close. And the bear did not react to anything yet. He fires the banger, and he thinks it's too close, and it bounces up over the top of the bear, and explodes behind it, and there's no reaction by the bear. So Sally is standing next to him. She's got the rifle. He grabs the rifle from her, chambers around, fires two warning shots, runs after the other, bam, bam, over the top of the bear, and it's closing to 11 meters by this time. This is about 35 feet.
Right.
Didn't react to any of this. The bear did not react to any of this. So after the warning shot, he hands Sally the rifle and commands her to get into the cabin, and all this is happening very fast because, of course, the bear is approaching. So there's some equipment there. Sally climbs over the equipment to get into the cabin. And he gets trying to get in to see if he can close the door, but there's snow blocking it. He can't get the door closed. The bear's getting closer. He fires two warning shots from the pistol. And if you've ever fired a 500 Magnum, it is very loud. And it's ba-wham, ba-wham, and that dog is barking at the bear. And the bear pays no attention to the warning shots. It's inside 11 yards, approaching. He can't get the door to the cabin closed. He just says, I've got to shoot, and fires one shot at the bear now 5 feet, 1.4 meters away. That's close. It's way too close. But he said he tried to aim for the heart-lung area, wasn't sure, but it went in alongside the neck, right side of the neck. And it was aimed toward the back of the bear. Well, that 500 penetrated really well.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. I was too busy listening to the story. But like I do with Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
Dealer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're reiterating the polar bear situation that we were discussing last time he was here with us. And when we left off, as I was not paying attention to the clock, he was talking about how finally this guy was trying to shoot the bear with the 500 Magnum pistol. And
correct.
With that, I turn it back over to you, sir.
Yeah, so he fires the shot, finally, at the bear from 5 feet away. I mean, that's insanely close. I mean, a bear can grab, reach out and grab you from 5 feet away in a fraction of a second. And so he fires the shot. It goes in alongside the neck towards the back of the bear. Now, knowing a bit about ballistics, the 500 penetrates extremely well. It will probably penetrate 6 feet of bear. And it went alongside the neck. It probably went completely through the heart chest cavity, probably through most of the abdominal cavity. Whether or not it exited the back of the bear is unclear. But what happened was the bear immediately turned and ran away. So it was this powerful pistol bullet hitting it. The 500 Magnum is as powerful as many high-powered rifle cartridges. And the bear ran about 50 yards away and collapsed. And then Paul heard the sound of the helicopter coming back. So he wanted to, of course, because of the political ramifications, he wanted to alert the governor. So he signaled to the helicopter. Pilot stopped the machine. You know, they're coming down to land. Paul went up to the bear with a bamboo stick. Somebody once said about this, where do you get a bamboo stick in the Arctic? Well, you bring everything with you. You know, when you're going into a remote place like that, you don't count on there being hardly anything there. Now, they knew that these huts were there, so they didn't have to bring their own pot. But I wouldn't have been surprised if they didn't bring a tent as a backup. But anyway, so he has a bamboo stick. He goes up to the bear and he pokes at the eyelids, which almost, you know, a living animal will provoke an involuntary response, so you can tell whether it's alive or not. There was no response, so Paul understood that the bear was dead. That was basically the end of the story. Because it was so close and because the evidence was clear of what had happened, you know, there were no repercussions for Paul for killing an illegal shooting of a polar bear. And I have read of several investigations conducted by the Svalbard authorities, and from what I read, they are fair and reasonable. Now, they demand that you try to stop the bear by other means, but they don't demand that you let the bear get within 5 feet of you. I think that in this case, Paul would have been perfectly justified if he started shooting at the bear with a rifle from at 25 meters.
Right.
But I'm not there. I wasn't there. And it worked out. Of course, after firing two shots from the rifle, there were only two shots left in the rifle. After firing two shots from the pistol, there were only three left, and he used one of those to shoot the bear. If he had had problems, he might have been getting kind of short on ammo. But it did work, and I think it shows that the 500 is an acceptable bear stopper. But we know that many other cartridges also stop bears pretty well, so I would limit your choice to a 500 Magnum. I kind of like the 10 millimeter myself, but it doesn't meet Svalbard requirements. Probably the most common pistol that is used in Svalbard for polar bear protection is a 44 Magnum revolver.
You know, in this particular case, though, with this bear as close as this bear got, I would rather have a fast-cycling 10 millimeter.
Yeah, I think so.
15 shots on cap, you know.
I think it would work. And we've seen many cases where the 10 millimeter does work. I've got about, I'd have to look, but I think it's about 6 or 7 documented 10 millimeter case. I know I'm working on one right now where I've got a fellow just last month in October in Wyoming used a 10 millimeter to defend against a bear attack. And so that one will be added. So I think that makes 6 or 7 cases. And they all work. And with a polar bear, now this is on the small number of cases that I have. So I think polar bears are like about 7 or 8 now in that neighborhood. Polar bears are not attacking the same way that grizzlies do or black bears. They're kind of in between. They seem to be mostly interested in people as potential food. And so if always when they go after potential food, they just go after it without figuring out whether it's going to do them any damage or not, they get in trouble. So they're a little bit more like a black bear. A black bear, most black bear attacks are predatory attacks where they're looking to, as the human as possible, prey. And because they don't prey on humans regularly, they do testing to see if that human is dangerous or not. So the polar bears seem to kind of test a little bit in that they don't rush in at a full bore charge right away. They may come up kind of close and then they may pounce because they don't want the prey to get away. But it's not like a full bore charge like you see with grizzly bears a lot of times if they're surprised or consider their territory to be violated or protecting the food supply or something like that. It appears that, you know, the polar bears are a little more circumspect. And so in this case, what we saw, it's shot at very close range and severe damage done to it. I mean, it killed the polar bear. I'm sure it caused severe damage to the heart, lungs, and other organs. And so the polar bear learned from 5 feet away, dang, this thing really can hurt. And it ran off. And I think that's what you would see with most polar bears because it's more of a predatory attack, is that if you hurt them significantly, there's a good chance they will run away. You know, that they will not continue the attack. So it's a different dynamic than we see with the grizzly bears. And it's closer to what we see, I think, with black bears. Of course, the thing is, the polar bear is huge.
Yeah.
Some of these big polar bears are 1,500, 1,600 pounds.
Yeah.
They're probably the biggest of all the bears. Well, it's, you know, those grizzlies that we call brown bears or Kodiak bears, they're not really a separate species, but they get so much food that they get enormous as well.
Well, that's also due to that region. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Black Friday, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to forecasts from the National Retail Federation. Today will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64,000 people are projected to shop. This as Amazon workers across the globe are striking this Black Friday.
Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. The campaign is being called Make Amazon Pay. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and recently on the 13th, he published an article at Ammo Land where you can find well over 2,100 other articles that he has written about how using serial numbers can be unconstitutional.
Yeah, and this is, I find it a fascinating court case. And this is in West Virginia. The judge there, I think his name is Judge Goodwin. He held that a person, what he had is that there was a person was arrested. Now, this guy had a felony conviction before. And when the police arrested him, they found a handgun in his possession. But the serial number had been removed. So they charged him with felon in possession because it's illegal under federal law for a felon to possess a firearm. And then they charged him with possessing a firearm with a removed serial number, which was made possession of a firearm with a serial number that had been removed was made illegal under federal law in 1990. So it's only about 30 years. It's a fairly recent change in the law. I mean, that they did not do it in 1938 when they passed the Federal Firearms Act. They didn't do it in 1968 when they passed the Gun Control Act of 1968. And they didn't do it in 1986 when they passed the Gun Owners Protection Act. So in 1990, they passed this change to make possession of a firearm whose serial number had been removed to be unconstitutional. So you can see that it wasn't all that super important early on. And there's probably very, very few people that get prosecuted for this offense. But in this case, this guy, they charged him with both possession as a felon, where it's not legal for him to possess, and then possession of a firearm whose serial number had been removed. So we recently, well, in this year, in June, the Supreme Court ruled that the New York Sullivan Law, because it required, quote, good cause to get a permit to carry a firearm, was unconstitutional. And as part of that opinion, Judge Thomas, or Justice Thomas, I should say, published guidance for how the lower courts are supposed to treat the Second Amendment. And he says it's not a second-class right. It is every bit as fundamental and should be treated with as much respect as other parts of the Bill of Rights, like the First Amendment. And the previous treatment had been anything but the same as other amendments. It had been treated as a second-class right. And he said you have to look at what was in effect in the law in 1791 when the Second Amendment was ratified, or to a lesser extent in 1868 when the 14th Amendment was ratified, because that's what made the amendment applicable to the states. So the judge looked at this case and he said, well, it appears from what we can see that having a person who is a felon restricted from having firearms is considered constitutional. That's an infringement, although that's actually being disputed too. He said, but I don't see any historical record that says that if you have a firearm whose serial number has been removed, that can be considered a crime. And so he said, if a person is in possession of a firearm that has had a serial number removed, it's possession of a firearm and it is protected under the Second Amendment. And you can't criminalize it because there's no historical analogy or record of other laws that make it illegal for somebody to have a firearm whose serial number has been removed. And it's late law. Like, there's nothing like this until 1990. Now, as I said, this doesn't have much, hardly any effect on criminal cases in the United States, because it appears a fairly, you know, rare case where this is used. But it has a tremendous effect going forward on the scheme that people who want to disarm populace have been trying to put together to create a national registration list and make it illegal to have any firearm that's not on the list. And if we go back to, 1976, Nelson, at the time, Pete Shields of Handgun Control, laid out the plan for getting rid of private ownership of handguns, most private ownership of handguns in the United States. He said, we'll take one step at a time, and the first is necessarily, given the political reality, is very modest. We'll work to strengthen the law, and then to strengthen the next law, and again and again. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it
does. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns, is going to take time. The first problem is to slow down production and sales. Well, they failed at that. Next is to get registration. And the final problem is to make possession of all handguns and ammunition totally illegal, with a few exceptions. Now, the thing is that's really dangerous about this law is that it creates a link between a person and a particular firearm that's not allowed to be broken under pain of law. So you, if somebody removes a serial number, there's no link between a particular person and that particular firearm. It's gone. There isn't any. And so once that is gone, how do you enforce a registration law? If you cannot prosecute somebody for having a firearm where the serial number has been removed, how do you prosecute them for having a, quote, unregistered firearm? I don't see how you do it. Now, obviously, we've had tyrants throughout history that haven't used registration to take firearms away. They just say, anybody who has a gun that we don't like, we'll take it from. You know, we'll go house to house searching. We'll make sure nobody has a gun. If we find somebody a gun, in some cases, they just shoot them. But certainly they'd prosecute them in other cases. But if this opinion holds up, and it seems to me it should, it makes very plain there's no historical case to be made that this was done as a matter of course in the United States previously, before, say, 1900. In fact, the first instance we see of it is 1990. So if it holds up, how do you institute a registration scheme where you tell people, turn in gun, serial number XXX. If you don't turn it in, we're going to prosecute.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. Here we go. We're going into the last break. This is one of 2,100 articles that Dean has written. This is one of his more recent ones. It's at ammoland.com. Quite the repository of his work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're going to finish up the serial number thing, and then we're going to move on to something real quick before we run out of time. Go ahead, sir.
What we see with this court case that says the possession of a gun where the serial number has been removed cannot be a crime because of the Second Amendment is that it destroys the idea of creating a national registration system where the only guns people are allowed to have are those which are registered to them. Because if you have a gun that is not registered to you because there's no serial number connecting it to you, and the court says, well, that's protected by the Second Amendment, the registration system implodes. You don't need to have be registered to have a gun, because if you have one that doesn't have a serial number, it's not registered to you, and the government cannot prosecute it. So it's a tremendous benefit to enforce the idea of an armed citizenry that the government cannot easily disarm. Obviously, they go house-to-house searches. Yeah, they could do that. But they can't just say, you know, turn in that gun or we'll turn off your electricity. Or like happened in Canada recently, if you don't do what we want, we're going to freeze your bank account. Those type of actions make it a lot easier to enforce things than putting a bunch of people armed with other guns and going house to house and doing searches. So I think this is an important decision, and I hope to see the Second Amendment activists support it and maybe get some amicus briefs in support of this if and when it is appealed.
I got to ask you a question. How long have you lived in Arizona?
Oh, gosh, about 33 years, I think.
33 years. What is it? And I mean, I've done a little bit of a breakdown on things in Arizona, and I've looked at that sort of close. And you had more Republican votes in the down, you had more Republican votes than you had Democrat votes in the entirety of the lower ticket races.
Right.
But you had more Democrat votes in the front ticket, in the governor, secretary of state, AG, all won by Democrats, all won by Democrats. And you had a secretary of state who was running for governor who did not recuse herself as operating as the Secretary of State while she was running for this, and we were having the election within the for your governorship. And I thought Carrie Lake was a very accomplished player. I mean,
from what I saw of her, I think she is a brilliant candidate. She was on top of everything, and she presented extremely well. She's very photogenic. I thought she was going to win with room to spare. But I was wrong. So what happened? Well, there's a couple of things. One is, I hate to say it, but I think we're going the way of Chicago and Illinois, or now it appears Las Vegas and Nevada, where one central city controls the policy, because they are where the votes are counted, and they have got a machine set up to get out the votes that they want and to count them and not to brook much interference. Remember, we used to have Sheriff Joe Arpaio up in Maricopa County.
Right.
Well, he ran one time too many. He was getting elderly, and I think there was some Soros money involved, and we got a different sheriff. A very far left wing, sure. So now the law enforcement in Maricopa County is mainly the Phoenix Police Department, which is run by left wingers, as most major cities are, and the Maricopa County Sheriff, which is now a left wing sheriff.
Yeah.
And we, Soros money, I believe, was involved in electing Katie Hodge.
Hodge. Yeah.
Who is the current Secretary of State and controls the election. She controlled the election in 2020, and she refused to recuse herself in this election. And she's a far leftist. Then we have a phenomenon that I believe is part of this, in which we had McCain, John McCain, as a senator for decades. And John McCain was one of these Republicans who's very good at sounding very conservative at election time, and then when it comes to brass tacks, tends to act very left, well, certainly far more liberal than than he presented himself to be.
Right.
I mean, he made numerous promises that he would make sure that Obamacare was repealed. But when it finally came down to actually repealing it, his was the final vote that decided that it would not be repealed.
Right.
So, and that McCain machine is centered in Phoenix, and it has tremendous influence in Republicans in Phoenix. And my belief, which I haven't got data, and it's my feeling and what I hear, that kind of thing, is that the McCain machine did not want Republicans for state offices to win. They wanted the Democrats. They would rather have the Democrats win than get in people who supported real reform, election reform, we can say former President Trump. So I know personally, I've been told by people I trust, let's put it that way, that there are Republicans who actively campaigned for Democrats rather than to allow a Republican that they did not support to win.
That I have no doubt. But, I mean, when you, I'm just looking at the numbers, okay? And I got a little bit of time. Yeah. So in the race for governor, senator, attorney general, and secretary of state, Democrats had 1,285,500 average votes per candidate. Republicans had 1,219,750. So there's a difference of 65,750. But then when you look at the congressional districts, which were harder for them to maintain because they're smaller, right?
Right.
They didn't have that big overview. Total votes in 9 districts for Republicans, 1,369,000, which averages to 152,000 per district. Total votes in 7 districts for Democrats, because they only, in 2 districts, they did not run a candidate. 938,000, which averages to 134,000. Then if you equalize the average, you would have 1,206,000 votes for cast for Democrat members of Congress compared to 1,369,000 votes cast for Republicans, which is a difference of 163,000 more votes were cast for Republicans than for Democrats, and that's in the 9 congressional districts in the state.
Right.
So apparently, there were 98,000 more votes that were cast for Democrat candidates than for Republican candidates, and that means if that is on the up and up, that some of the Republicans were voting split ticket, which I don't know if anybody actually does that anymore.
Yeah, it's a good question. And here's the other thing. You know, there have been allegations of some shenanigans.
Right.
We know that ballot harvesting has gone on, and it was only, you know, in 2020 that the Supreme Court ruled that the Arizona law preventing and saying you cannot ballot harvest was ruled to be legal and constitutional.
Right.
So I believe, and I've been told by people I trust, that some ballot harvesting went on. How much, I don't know. But the problem is, if you have the big polities like Phoenix, and to an extent Tucson as well,
right,
that controlled by Democrats who think that anything is allowable as long as we can prevent those evil Republicans from taking power.
I tell you what, we got it. We're running out of time. We'll pick this up on Tuesday.
Very good.
We'll carry this on Tuesday. Another cliffhanger for you guys, brought to you by Dean Weingarten. You can find 2,100 plus of his articles at amoland.com. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And as for me, I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.